The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on January 28, 1995 in Mathuradesh.
I try to fulfill your desire, satisfy you, but I have to finish my japa. You say, I have a vow, I cannot just take it lightly, so you please wait, and hopefully by today I'll finish. Again, he was just chanting, and this time she was kind of trying to show that she was very sympathetic to him, hoping that it would win him over, and she was just sitting there also chanting, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Well, again, he chanted the whole night. By the time the next morning came, and then she again left. The third night she came back. This time she said, I'm very much eager. I'm burning with love for you. Please satisfy me. And he said, well, you just let me finish my japa, and then maybe by tonight, surely I'll be able to finish it. So again, he was chanting, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.
His chanting was so pure that gradually by the three nights of hearing him chant, she got a change of heart. And then she started to realize that she was doing a very wrong thing. And she fell down at his feet and offered his real sincere obeisances and revealed everything to him. I was sent by this Ramchandra Khan. And he was wanted me to cause you this type of bad fame and everything. But I realize I'm a sinner and you're a great pure devotee, and so I'm begging you, you please guide me how I can advance in my spiritual life. And so he told her that, oh, you give away all your opulent cloth, you live in a simple cloth, and you chant Hare Krishna here, you worship Tulasi, and you go on chanting, and this way you'll get Krishna. So he gave her a diksha, initiation. And so then she was there chanting. And that Ramchandra Khan, he came to see what happened. He wanted to go there with some witnesses who are now going to expose Haridas Thakur. Instead of Haridas Thakur, he already left. And meanwhile, he comes there and finds Hira is all there. Now she's become Dasi. Krishna Dasi or something, and there she's chanting her japa with beads, and she's got tilak, and she's all her simple clothing, and he couldn't believe it. He looked, and he completely fainted unconscious. You know, he was a shock. What happened? And she was a changed person. So by the power of the holy name, even someone might be having so many sinful backgrounds, it all gets purified by the power of the holy name. Actually, this power of the holy name is so great that in the Vedas it says that if somebody is chanting the holy names of the Lord, even if they're born in another ashram, in another varna, that by the power of the holy name they become qualified to do fire sacrifices and to be recognized as a brahmana. Because one gets a birth as a brahmana because of good karma. It's a very pious birth to be born in such a family. Bhagavad Gita explains that someone who has done some spiritual activities but didn't finish, they can be born in a family of yogis or brahmanas. But it's a very good birth. So by good punya, one gets such a birth. And by papa, you get other births. But by chanting Hare Krishna, you get more, so much sukriti, so much blessing from the Lord, that whatever papa is the kusanskar, or the contamination of your birth, that can get purified. Therefore, the Vedas say that by chanting the names of the Lord, one can become qualified to perform a fire yajna as a brahmana. So this type of many evidences are there in the Puranas. So here and now she had become a pure devotee simply by the blessing of Haridas Thakur. But do you think Ramchandra Khan would learn? He didn't learn. He didn't learn. He was just frustrated. He thought, you know, this. He harbored this envy against the Vaishnavas, against the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. So one time, Lord Nityananda came to the place of Ramchandra Khan. And when Ramchandra Khan heard that Nityananda Prabhu, incarnation of Balaram, he had come, he said, "Don't let him in my house. I don't want to contaminate my house. You let him sit out in the Durga Mandapa. There's one Durga Mandapa that they used to do Durga Puja. So let him sit out there." And they were just treated, you know, not very respectfully, very disrespectfully in many ways. And so Lord Nityananda, he said that, well, this person is going to be finished because of so many offenses he's committed. So let's get out of here. And then Lord Nityananda left. But he had an opportunity to get freed from all of his errors and get the mercy of Nityananda, but he's such an envious guy, he just didn't want to learn anything. In fact, what he told his workers, he says, "You take some cow dung and put it on the place where Nityananda sat to purify the Durga Mandap, because, you know, by his touch of that Vaishnava has become so contaminated." But then what happened that time, the Mughal minister had come, and he found that this Ramchandra Khan was cheating in the taxes he was supposed to pay the emperor. So he came there and he made an on-the-spot check and found that he had been robbing the treasury of the emperor, only giving, because he's a landlord, so he's supposed to send the taxes to the king. And he was not sending the right amount. So then they came there and they looted everything from him, and they forcibly converted him to, you know, the way they used to do in those days. And they completely burned down the village. The whole place was looted and big mess. And so Chaitanya Charitamrita said, because the offense of Vaishnava had gone on there, not only the person, but everyone connected to it, they all had to suffer. They all had to suffer. If you offend a Vaishnava or a pure person, the offense goes to everyone. There was a time when one Brahmana, Gopal Chakravarti, he was offending Haridas Thakur. There was a debate going on, or just actually the Haridas Thakur was a guest of one other landlord, Hiranya and Govardhan Mazumdar, who were the father and uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. And they invited him to come and speak every evening. They would have a religious assembly. They were devotees. And they liked to hear Bhagavad and hear the pundits speak, and they were patrons of brahmanas and pundits. They were a different type. They weren't envious. They were very pious and good people. But they said, "Oh, since Haridas Thakur visited their place and wanted to hear from him something," so they asked if they gave him a nice raised seed, and they welcomed him. And then they asked him, "Could you tell us about the glories of the holy name? We'd like to know about chanting Hare Krishna, since you are the famous for chanting the Harinam." So then Haridas Thakur, before he could speak, some Brahmana said, "Yes, we would like to hear about Harinam. We have heard that by chanting Harinam you can get all kinds of punya." Another one said, "Yes, we'd like to hear about Harinam. I heard even by chanting Harinam one can get moksha." So then Haridas Thakur, he began to speak, and he quoted a verse from the Purana. So by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then one can get delivered. One can get love for Krishna. The real gift is you get love for Krishna, and even by accidentally chanting the holy name, by Nama Bhas, by kind of an accidental chanting, one can get moksha. So then, this one Brahmana stood up, Gopal Chakra. He was very young and handsome. He was like a tax collector for the landlord, Gomastar or something they call it, I forget. And he was a very brilliant, charismatic person, but he couldn't tell her. He said, "What is this? You're all just sitting listening." He's saying that you just by accidentally chanting Hari or Hari Bol or Hare Krishna, you get moksha. How is it possible? Rishis and munis and yogis for thousands of births, bahunam, janmanam, they're doing the meditation and finally they can get moksha. And he's sentimentalist, he's saying even you chant Hare Krishna by accident, you can get liberation. How is it possible? How are you listening to this? Without protesting? Well, then Haridas Thakur said, "I'm not giving my opinion. These are what the Vedas are saying. The Vedas are saying that by chanting the names of Hari, by chanting Hare Krishna, you can get love for Krishna, the real essence. And by accidentally chanting or just unconsciously if someone chants, you can get liberation. Liberation is side benefits. Obviously you don't know the real significance of the names of Hari. You see, this is because most people don't understand that why we're here in the material world is because we turned our face away from Krishna. Krishna bhuli se jivan adhya bahimur adoy maya tadayadai samsar adi duk. We're here in the material world because we turned our face away from Krishna and we're just trying to enjoy separately from God. When we turn our face back to Krishna, immediately He can release us. Say somebody is a political prisoner. They go and rebel against the government. So the government arrests them and puts them into the prison. Or if the political prisoner surrenders to the government, okay, I give up my enmity against the government. Now I want to cooperate with you. I'll be a good citizen. I'll enter this, you know, like we have in India, Kashmir, we got Assam, we got so many problems. If some of them say, okay, like in Punjab they did, we're willing to give up our fight. So the government says, all right, we'll give you money, we'll give you land, we'll give you a job, we'll give you this, we'll give, you know, all the facilities are there. Even though they were doing so many things, killing, blowing up bombs and buses and all kinds of innocent people were being, but okay, if you're willing to surrender, we'll give you all the facilities. So it's like, we're here because we don't want to serve Krishna. That's the real reason. All the other reasons are kind of secondary. The basic reason we're here is because we've turned our back away from God. We want to be independent. Once we say to Krishna, okay, I simply want to serve you, I surrender. I want to be your devotee. I realize there's no happiness outside of you. But the whole reason for our being here is over. There's no more reason to be here. And Hare Krishna, our names, chanting the name of Krishna, has got that power to simply purify us and make us accepted by Krishna. That, oh yeah, now I accept you, Krishna, I'm chanting your name. So let's see the secret about why we're here. You know, if you do for yoga and everything, it's very difficult because you're going in a very indirect way. And if you chant the names of the Lord, that's a very direct means. Different names have got different potencies. In Shiva Puran, Lord Shiva explains how the name of Rama is Param Brahma, name of Krishna is Param Brahma, these are absolute. And if you chant 1,000 times the names of Vishnu, Sahasranam, Atulavis, Akarama, Nama, Varada, they, it's equal to one name of Rama. And if you chant the name of Krishna, that's equal to 3,000 names of Vishnu, or three times the Sahasranama Vishnu. So powerful. Lord Chaitanya, one time he was traveling in South India and he went to this one place where there was a Brahmana who invited him for lunch. And the Brahmana was a complete Ram Bhakta. All the time he was chanting, Ram, 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 Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, पतित पावन सीताराम सीताराम जय सीताराम सीताराम जय सीताराम जस्ट एवरीथिंग श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम जस्ट गोइंग ऑन राम सो देन Lord Chaitanya asked, so why don't you chant Hare Krishna? He said, no, I can't, you know. I can't chant anything but Ram. To me, Ram is the greatest. You know, I mean, I know that chanting Krishna's name is better than Ram's name from Veda. But I can't, you know, see, for me, Ram is just in my heart. I have to chant Ram's name. So then Krishna Chaitanya went to some other place, actually met Lord Shiva in one mountain, and he was just having a wonderful pastime. Then he came back after a month or so, a few weeks. This time he went to the same Brahmana's house, and the Brahmana is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Lord Chaitanya said, well, how is it you're chanting Hare Krishna? He said, you're only chanting name of Ram. How is it you're chanting Hare Krishna? And he fell at his feet. He said, well, I studied all the Vedas. I knew that Krishna Nam was the most powerful, but it's still, in spite of my trying, I could never chant Krishna's name. Because somehow my Ishta Devata since birth was Rama. But after coming in contact with you, I've been changed. Suddenly, after seeing you, in my heart, that Krishna's name started to come, and now I am chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So then he fell down at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, and he said that therefore you must be Krishna. How else could somebody completely change devotee's devotion unless you're Krishna avatar? Krishna must be somehow in you. Otherwise nobody could change me like that. Then Lord Chaitanya revealed to him his form as Krishna, and the devotee became blessed. Now, so like this, there are so many examples, but generally people, they might be just attracted to chanting one of the holy names or another. All the holy name is all transcendental. None of it is material different. It's just that mercy may be different. The mercy given, the power of mercy, like a medicine, the potency to cure a disease, all the antibiotics are antibiotic, but some has got one power, then someone's more powerful, then some are even more powerful. So that mercy, Krishna's mercy potency is more in the name of Krishna than in the name of Rama. And much more in the name of Rama than in the name of Vishnu. But all of them are transcendental. It's all this science that Brahmana, Gopal Chakravarti, he didn't really know that science. So somehow, he had offended Haridas Thakur like this, and he had offended the holy name. And he was so angry that Haridas Thakur was quoting all the slokas and that. He said, I don't care what you say, which is foolish. Being a Brahmana, you have to address the slokas and the pramana. But instead he was just out of emotion and out of attachment. You see, some people are just so attached to what they feel that in spite of not really having the answer, they just become angry and they become obstinate. That's another kind of maya aprita jnana, losing the brain by maya. Or you could say even asuric. Somehow they get foolish, whatever. You can apply whichever. So what he did is he cursed Haridas Thakur that if what you're saying is not true, then you'll lose your nose in 3 days. You'll fall right off. I curse you. Broke his brahmanship. And Haridas Thakur said, what I'm saying is not true. I'll cut my own nose off. Why, you don't have to curse me. This is what the Vedas are saying. It's all true. But then the landlord, he got up and said, no, what are you doing? He told his tax collector, that young brahman, said, look, you get out from here. You're fired. What have you done? You will come as our honored guest. He's a great acharya, and you're just yelling at him and cursing him. Get out from here. I don't want to see you again. And I fell down and grabbed the feet of Haridas Thakur and said, please forgive us. Please forgive all of us present here for this offense. You are an honored guest. You are a great devotee. We don't want to offend you in any way. We completely distance ourselves from this person. See, they were very smart, because even once you offend a devotee, anyone who's present, who hears it, who's even there and doesn't protest it, they all get the reaction. Krishna becomes so angry. Not only was Hiranyakashipu killed when Prahlad was offended, every one of his soldiers and all those followers that attacked Narasimhadev, they're all with him. Afterwards, that Gopal Chakravarti, after 3 days, he got leprosy and his nose fell off. And Haridas Thakur heard, he was very unhappy, he was very sad. He said, Vaishnava doesn't wish bad on anyone. He said, I'm very sorry, he felt bad, left the place. So like that Ramchandra Khan, the whole village, everything got destroyed because of all the offenses on Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu. It's like some people, he had every opportunity, so many great souls were coming to him. But he was just like Asura, that Ramchandra. He didn't want to accept anything. And he was just offended. So although Krishna is giving us this opportunity, he's telling us the plain truth. If you want to get out of the material world, you'll never do it on your own. Mama maya dhrataya. Why? It's my baby. It's my energy. You're already programmed in such a way, these bodies and everything's programmed, you can't get out. Even if you want to, you try the best you can, and you won't get out. Very difficult to get out. Even if someone got out, they couldn't get into Vaikuntha. You got Jai Vijay over there guarding the gate. They don't let anybody in without a pair. Even by mistake, they didn't let the four Kumars in. What to speak of some miscreants if they come, they won't get in. So, but Krishna is saying, when you surrender to me, I'll get you out from here, no problem. So then why don't we do it? Pious people worship Krishna, those who are in distress, those who are in economic need, those who are curious, and those who are wise people. They all do service to Krishna. Well, the intelligent people, the wise people, the pious people, for them it was a difficulty to worship Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya is so merciful that he's even trying to save the people who are normally the hopeless cases. He even makes plans to try to deliver the Naradhamas, the Asuras, like he delivered Jagai Mandai. Nityananda Prabhu delivered them. Lord Chaitanya delivered. So, Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to give out his mercy to everyone. When I was in Sri Rangam about 2 years ago, we saw the jeer from the Sri Ranganath temple, the Acharya, and we explained to him what we're doing, how we're followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, the head priest there, he mentions that Lord Chaitanya visited there for 4 months and had kept the temple, and their family is descendants from that same priest. And the jeer, he said that actually in the Alwar's works, everyone is worshipping Lord Krishna, and especially the, what was the Alwar he mentioned? She's a lady Alwar. She said, you're all the representatives of this one particular Alwar. She's like a Andal. You're the avatars, she said, the representatives of Andal. That she was getting everyone to chant. She told everyone, I don't want my own mukti, I want everyone, you all chant the names of Krishna. Let everyone get liberation. Let everyone get the mercy of the Lord. So what you people are doing all over the world, he said, you're all empowered by Andal. You're his representative. He was appreciating very much this chanting. He said, this is within our disciple of succession, all this disciple of succession, they all accept the holy names. But they don't use the practice it as much today. That's the Lord Chaitanya came to get everyone actively into chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And in this way, take advantage of Krishna's mercy. He's giving them mercy. Before it's difficult to surrender to Krishna, now it's very easy. Very easy by chanting the holy names. So we're very grateful here in my Misharanya that you're all chanting, reading Bhagavat, having so many nice festivals and programs, Sankirtanams, Bhagavad Gita class, Akanda Namas, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahasankirtan, Gita reciting. So many nice programs, jointly and unified way with the other devotees here. We hope that everyone will make their homes as mini temples. Make your hearts as little temples where Krishna resides in the heart. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Namayva Kevalam Kalo Vanasti 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 Vagatirangita. In the age of Kali, chanting this holy name, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy names is the only recommended way. There's no other way, no other way, no other way which is guaranteed to give results in the age of Kali. So we need to go on with this chanting. And Lord Chaitanya met the Shankaracharya in Banaras, who was visiting there. Then was able to convince them how this chanting was actually the recommended process. And they all began to chant, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So we thank all of you for this enlivening program that you're doing. Hare Krishna. I've been asked to speak for a few minutes in Bengali. Ajke ja shlok boro hoye chilo. Devigesha guna mahi mama maya dhataya mameva jay prapadyante maya metang taranti te. Bhagavan Sri Krishna bolchen jay daivi, a daivi or daivi shakti maha maya atikam kote atanta kotin hoy. Kintu jodi kheo amar Sri Chaitanya kache atasamarpan kore sarnapanno hoy jay, তখন আমি তাকে উদ্ধার করি। এটা সোজা কি উপায়? চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু এটি প্রচার করলেন সারা ভারতে, যে ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের কাছে শরণাপন্ন হয়ে হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র কীর্তন জপ করা সব থেকে উপযুক্ত উপায় কলিযুগে। এখন এটি আপনারা সকলে জানেন, আমি কয়েকটা কাহিনী বলেছি, পরে এগুলো অনুবাদ করা যেতে পারে। এভাবে এখন আমাদের সারা বিশ্বে চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু কৃপায় হরিনাম আন্দোলনে ছড়িয়ে গেছে। চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু বলেছেন, পৃথিবীতে আছে যত নাগরাধিকাম সর্বত্র প্রচারিত হয় বিমানা। কৃষ্ণ কৃপায় এমন স্থান যেমন এখানে বাড়ে নেই, এখানে হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র কীর্তন হচ্ছে। আমরা যেখানে থাকি না কেন, আমরা যদি কৃষ্ণের শ্রীচরণের কাছে আশ্রয়ের মধ্যে থাকি, কৃষ্ণ নাম করি, তখন আমরা শ্রীকৃষ্ণ কৃপা লাভ করতে পারি। এখন চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু বিশেষভাবে বাঙালির প্রতি, ভারতীয় প্রতি আদেশ দিয়েছেন, নিজের জন্ম সার্থক করি করো বহু উপকার। জন্মকে সার্থক করা অপর ব্যক্তিকে উপকার করতে, এভাবে শিল প্রভুপাদ বাংলা থেকে চলে গিয়ে সারা বিশ্ব এই চৈতন্য দেবের ধর্ম প্রচার করলেন। এখন কোটি কোটি মানুষ এই বিভিন্ন স্থানে সারা বিশ্বে হরিনাম করছে। আপনারা এত সুন্দরভাবে সুন্দর সুরে হরে কৃষ্ণ নাম কীর্তন করেন, এই জন্য মানুষ এমনি আকৃষ্ট হয়ে যায়। মহাপ্রভুর এমন একটা কথা আমরা জানি যে যদি উনি বাংলাতে আবির্ভাব করলেন, তারপরে উনি সারা ভারতে গেছেন বিভিন্ন, তখন যখন বাইরে গেছে তখন বাঙালিটা কি বুঝতে পেরেছে যে মহাপ্রভু মর্যাদা। আর নদিয়াবাসী যখন অস্থির হয়ে পড়েছেন মহাপ্রভুকে সম্বর্ধনা করার জন্য, যখন নিমাই পণ্ডিত এসেছিল তাদের মধ্যে, তখন তা অনেকেই হয়তো ঠিক গুরুত্ব দিল না, তাই জন্য উনি সন্ন্যাস নিয়ে চলে গেলেন। তারপরে অনেক চিন্তা করে তারা বুঝতে পেরেছে যে মহাপ্রভু কে ছিলেন। আমরা কত বাঞ্ছিত হইলাম যে উনি চলে গেলেন আমাদের নদিয়া থেকে। 10 বছর পরে বৃন্দাবনের পথে একবারে পদার্পণ করলেন নদিয়াতে গঙ্গা ওপার। তখন যখন নদিয়াবাসী বা নবদ্বীপবাসী শুনতে পেরেছে যে গঙ্গা মহাপ্রভু ফিরে এসেছে, খুলিয়া গ্রাম আছে, তখন এমন ভাবে পাগল হয়ে মানে সমস্ত কাজ কর্ম ছেড়ে দিয়ে একবারে ধুয়ে বেড়েছে গঙ্গা ছিঁড়ে। যে গাভী দোয়া ছিল সেটা ছেলে একবার ছড়িয়ে দিয়ে চলে গেল। যে মায়েরা তার নিজের সন্তানকে দুধ খাওয়াচ্ছিল তারা সমস্ত রেখে একবার চলে গেল, বাবা ছেলে নিয়েছিল, কেউ কাপড় অর্ধেক পড়েছে কোনো রাখা মানে কাপড় উঠো পলতো সব রাখা মানে এমনি সব মানে অস্থির প্রেমে অস্থির কাঁদছে যে গৌরাঙ্গকে দেখবো। গৌরাঙ্গটা একটা মানে বিরহে অপূর্ণ হয়ে সবাই দলে দলে চলে গেল গঙ্গা ছিঁড়ে। এইভাবে গঙ্গা ছিঁড়ে পৌঁছে গিয়ে তখন দেখছে যে কতগুলো নৌকা ছিল, নৌকাটা যা পরিমাণ লোক এসে গেছে সেই কতগুলো নৌকা কি করে সব নৌকাটা জয় করে উঠে পড়েছে। মাঝি বলছে যে তুমি উঠবে না, আমাদের তো নৌকাটা ভরে গেছে। লোক তো শুনলো না, সব জয় করে উঠছে, এমন এত লোক হচ্ছে একবার নৌকা ডুবিয়ে গেল, সব দাঁড়িয়ে আছে সেখানে হাঁটু পর্যন্ত জল। তখন নৌকা থেকে একবার সব জলে লাভ মেরে একবার সাঁটা কাটা করে গঙ্গা পার করে দিল। তখন সেই দিক গঙ্গা সাধারণত গেওয়া মতন রং, এবার গঙ্গা একবার কালো হয়ে গেল আর সবাই চিৎকার করছে গৌরাঙ্গা 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 গৌরাঙ্গা। সবাই এভাবে সাঁটা কাটা করছে এবং যেখানে যে বাড়িতে মহাপ্রভু ছিল সবাই লক্ষ লক্ষ মানুষের সমাগম হয়ে গেল এবং সবাই কীর্তন যা মানে সবাই আহ্বান জানাচ্ছে গৌরাঙ্গা গৌরাঙ্গা। সবাই চাই গৌরাঙ্গাকে, বাড়ির লোক মহাপ্রভুকে বলে যে তুমি একবার দর্শন না দিলে আমার বাড়ি ভেঙে ফেলে দেবে, কিছুই থাকবে না। মানুষটা এভাবে যা ঠেলাঠেলি করছে লক্ষ লক্ষ মানুষ এক দুটো আমার বাগান তো গেল বাড়িতেও যাবে। তখন মহাপ্রভু উপরে দুঠালা থেকে জানলা দিয়ে সবাইকে দর্শন দেওয়া হলো আর সবাই তখন মহাপ্রভু দেখে সবাই বলতে হরি হরি সবাই জানালো। তখন মহাপ্রভু তার সচি মাতার সাথে আলোচনা করছিলেন, তখন অন্তর্ধান হয়ে চলে গেলেন আর 2-3 কিলোমিটার ধরে 2-3 মাইল ধরে ওখানে আর কি পাড়া পদপ্রচার করতে শুরু করলেন ঠিক শক্তি দ্বারা। এইভাবে সকলে নদিয়াবাসী বুঝতে পারে না প্রথমে মহাপ্রভুয়ের মর্যাদা, তারপরে এভাবে মহাপ্রভু সকলে দেখতে এভাবে প্রেমাপন্ন হয়ে পড়েছে। এভাবে অনেকেই হয়তো ভারতীয় এখনো মহাপ্রভুকে জানেন না, এই দক্ষিণ ভারতীয় এখানে অনেক বিভিন্ন দেশে ভারত থেকেও কিন্তু মহাপ্রভু ভালো করে জানেন না। দরকার ছিল যে বাংলা থেকে ওড়িশা থেকে সারা বাংলা সারা ভারতে মহাপ্রভু আর কি মহত্বকে প্রচার করা, কিন্তু সেরকম অনেকে হয়নি। এখন প্রভুপাদের কৃপা নিতাই করে কৃপা এখন অনেকে জানতে পারছে, তো আপনাদের সকলে সহযোগিতা দরকার। মহাপ্রভুর মহত্ব যাকে সকলে বুঝতে পারে, মহাপ্রভু সব থেকে বড় দান আমাদের কাছে দিয়েছেন, উনি কৃষ্ণের প্রেম দিচ্ছেন, এর উপরে আর কিছু নাই। হরে কৃষ্ণ নাম দিয়েছে কৃষ্ণের ভক্তি, যে ভক্তি দ্বারা কৃষ্ণ বলছেন আমি এই শ্লোকে যে আজকে পড়া হয়েছে ভক্তি ফেলায় আমি উদ্ধার করে দেব। আপনারা এখানে কীর্তন করছেন, কাজকর্ম ছেড়ে এখানে রাত্রিবেলা সমাগম হয়ে হরিনাম করলেন, এটা যে আমি খুব খুশি। তো আসতে করে সকালে কৃষ্ণের গৌরাঙ্গ মহাপ্রভু কৃপা লাভ করবে, সব কৃষ্ণ প্রেম ময় জীবন গড়ে তুলবে। গীতায় গৌর সীতারাধে আনন্দে।